Hi guys, welcome to another radio show. Today I'm talking about my cars. I like my cars because they're Hot Wheels, and there's more types than just Hot Wheel cars. There's Lightning McQueen cars, and there even is big cars that are real. Like, Hot Wheels and Lightning McQueen aren't real because they're just on TV real, but not real in real life. But I could also say about real cars, the real cars are Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and Hondas, and there's also a car that is way rich. It's called the Ferrari. The Ferrari is way rich because it's fast, but there's more than just one rich car. There's a lot of rich cars, and it's way hard to get a rich car because they cost a lot of money. And if you want to design a car, it's still okay because you could be a designer car, and designing a car is not easy because you need to know a lot of stuff, and cars are very good for people. Like if you want to go to a very far place, you couldn't walk, and an airplane would cost a lot of money, and a train would. And if you had a car, it would be great because you could buy a lot of gas and put it inside your car and drive the car to any world you want, because cars are way helpful. So you could drive the car anywhere you want than just going to an airplane or train or a bus or a ship. And also, there's also toy cars. You don't have to just think there's no cars for playing with. There's actually toy cars, the Hot Wheels I said, and the Lightning McQueen cars are actually toys. And if you want a Ferrari, or you want a Lamborghini, or even you want if you want those, they're actually toys, but it's a lot of money. And the ones that are very usually free are plastic toys, but plastic toys are easy to break. That's why if you have a lot of money, you could buy a toy Lamborghini or Ferrari. And a BMW. It's not a rich car. It's a car that is good for traveling and great for going around the world. And there's a lot of types of cars, not just a car. There's also more types. Like a truck isn't a car, but it's a type that drives. And there's a bunch of types of cars. You could search on internet because cars are really rich. And if you want to have a collection of cars, if you have Hot Wheels, you could collect Hot Wheels, because Hot Wheel toys also have the types that are in real life, because Hot Wheels aren't just toys that are made up, they're also toys that have real life types. Like, Hot Wheels also have types of Lamborghinis, and they're very fast. But they cannot drive by themselves. If you want one that drives by themselves, you could use a remote control car. You control it with a remote control, and you don't have to move it around because the remote control helps it. And that remote control has a signal to the car. And you can't, if your remote control breaks, oh no. Then you couldn't have a a driving car. And you also could use the cars that don't need a remote control. You can download them on an app and play with them. And you actually cars became now are becoming to be on video games, because racing cars, there's also race cars. They're way fast, but you cannot buy a race car. You would make a very big speed limit and have to pay. That's why race cars are usually in racing stadiums, but you need to learn how to drive a race car, because it would be very crazy if you had a car. You could drive a race car because you have a car, but it would be very not real, because if you want to drive a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, it would be very hard, because those cars are very fast, so you would need to have a race car test, but you couldn't drive them on the road. You could use them for a race, but you would need to do a lot of tests, and you need to learn a lot about racing. And race cars are actually more on video games, like Lamborghinis, because these cars are way cooler. And there's also race cars that are new, like some people invented a car that could fly and drive. Is that cool? And cars are also mainly for stunts, because when you watch TV, they make stunts sometimes, and that's actually real. Race cars can do stunts, but you would need to learn a lot for stunts, because stunts are very hard and especially dangerous if you didn't know, because you would have to jump and then land in a perfect square. So that's why you need to learn how to do it. If you didn't learn it, you would just crash because you didn't know how to land the car. And stunts are very cool. That's why it's good. Bye!